Malala Yousafzai is a Pakistani education advocate who at the age of 17 became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize after surviving an assassination attempt by the Taliban. She was shot in the head by a Taliban gunman in 2012 for defying their wishes and attending school secretly. However, she survived and became a symbol for women everywhere to stand up against hate. In this interview, I will be asking Malala questions about why she did not stay silent and why her choices made others stand up against injustice. Malala's book, I Am Malala, became an international bestseller and is available everywhere. Why does education mean as much to you as it does? Education's education. We should learn everything and then choose which path to follow. Education's neither Eastern nor Western, it's human. Do you believe that your voice can change the world and the way that people view their educations? If one man can destroy everything, why can't one girl change it? If people were silent, nothing would change. When people such as the Taliban threaten you, how do you fight back without stooping through the level? I tell my people to let us pick up our books and our pens. They are our most powerful weapons. Why do you think people listen to you? I do not believe that I have anything to do with what I do. God has used me as a portal to hear his words and how he believes we should approach this issue that hasn't been fixed in every country of the world yet. We human beings do not realize how great God is. He has given us an extraordinary brain and a sensitive, loving heart. He has blessed us with two lips to talk, to express our feelings, two eyes which see a world of colors and beauty, two feet which walk on the road of life, two hands to work for us, and two ears to hear the words of love. As I found with my ear, no one knows how much power they have in each and every organ until they lose it. Are you scared that the Taliban are going to try to kill you again for the injustice you're trying to fight for? I tell myself, Malala, you have already faced death. This is your second life. Don't be afraid. If you're afraid, you can't move forward. What do you want to be remembered for in this fight for women's education in Pakistan, and not just Pakistan, but other countries around the world as well? I don't want to be thought of as the girl who was shot by the Taliban, but the girl who fought for education. This is the cause to which I want to devote my life. Why do you think men in not just your country, but other countries do not want women to be educated? In Pakistan, when women say they want independence, people think that this means we don't want to obey our fathers, our brothers, or our husbands, but does not mean that at all. It means we want to make decisions for ourselves. We want to be free to go to school or to go to work. Nowhere is it written in the Quran that a woman should be dependent on a man. The world has not come down from the heavens to tell us that every woman should listen to a man. How does your family feel about you putting yourself in harm's way by advocating something that is strictly banned in your country? I reassured my mother that it does not matter to me if my face was symmetrical. Me, who had always cared about my appearance, how my hair looked, I don't care. But when you see death, things change. It doesn't matter if I can't smile or blink properly. I told her, I'm still me. The important thing is God has given me my life, and I'm going to make sure that women get to live the same lives as men, even though they do not want us to. What are your thoughts on the Taliban and their actions? At first, I couldn't understand what the Taliban were trying to do. They are abusing our religions, I said in interviews. How will you accept Islam if I put a gun to your head and say Islam is the true religion? If they want every person in the world to be Muslim, why don't they show themselves to be good Muslims first? I would like to thank you for coming by and fighting for what you fight for. And right before you go, I wanted to ask if there's anything else you would like to add before we let you go. I was just a girl in a land where rifles are fired in celebration of a son, while daughters are hidden away behind a curtain. Their role in life simply to prepare food and give birth to their children. I want to change that. I want more, just like thousands of women want more. Don't let anyone try to silence your voice.